With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Now, what would you do if your host told you that they thought they were having a dinner party in a haunted house? I would be very swiftly in a taxi, but my next guest would not, because Laura Whitmore is back in Dublin to scare the life out of us all as Lauren in 222, A Ghost Story, which is in the 3 Olympia until the 11th of August. Laura, you're very welcome along.
Thank
to the
you,
show.
Laura.
And yes,
it's the Laura show. Great name.
We love it.
You know, my mom called me Laura because she thought it was an original name. And then in school, like, all my best friends are called Laura. There was like 3 Lauras in my class.
Sorry, so I was literally talking about this on the show yesterday. My mom called me Laura after Little House on the Prairie.
So did mine.
Yes, I knew it.
You was Laura Ingalls.
And this, yes, and there's
all the mammies had the same idea.
I know, they were like, wow, what a unique
name. So independent.
She was a fabulous character.
She was.
But there's 7 of us in my school group, yeah. And 3 of us are Laura. Don't get away from us.
I know. Mom's like, I just, this really original name you've never heard of, Laura. I'm like, thanks, mother.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Great name.
Okay, you were back, which is so exciting. And I mean, like, back on the stage with us here and in Dublin, because 222 obviously did very well on the West End, but you have made no secret about the fact that you were quite nervous about it coming to Dublin.
Yeah, I love doing it. It was like my West End debut, which they always love saying.
I know, which is so
my debut.
It is so exciting, though. Like, that is so fun. It's a huge deal.
And I think growing up, even like going over to London before I lived over there, you kind of go into Piccadilly Circus and you see the big lights, and the theatre was there, and like my face was outside it, and it was like, it was a big deal. But this is a big deal because this is the longest I've been in Ireland since I left Ireland like 15 years ago.
Oh my God.
So what's it lovely. Like? Do you know what? The reactions, it's lovely. It's lovely to bring the show that I love here, first of all, for 8 weeks as well, because we don't really do runs that long in Dublin. And the audiences have been brilliant. And it's one of those, it's a very, I'm going to say, immersive show. Like, you get a lot back from the audience. People are still chatting about it afterwards.
Yeah.
At stage door, people are still asking questions, which is lovely. So, like, I think, and I said this before, I was nearly more nervous for the home crowd, do you know?
As you would be, though, because when
the aunties and the uncles and everyone.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Okay, they're the ones that you are most scared of.
They will judge you the most.
Yeah, and they also are the people who have known you since you were younger. And I mean, like the entire country is like, oh yeah, no, she's ours now. We sent her away. So you want to make everybody proud and you come home.
Yeah, and like, we had great reactions in the West End, but like, London's massive. Like, the population of London is like 11 million or something. Do you know what I mean? So like, the whole of the country is like half that. So it's been lovely just to have those audiences and really special. Like, Dublin's fab.
We'll get into 222 in a second, right? But you've got your own true crime podcast, right?
Yes.
Like, you brought that out a couple of years ago now.
Well, we did one for Spotify initially, kind of as a once-off thing. So my background is journalism as well. I studied drama, but journalism, I worked in a newsroom, and I love asking questions.
Yeah.
And my husband, who's known as being a stand-up comedian and voiceover, his degree's in law. So like,
stop.
So I, shocker.
Stop.
I know. I was shocked too. So our conversations are all about like he knows his mad stuff about the law and how it's different, you know, different countries. And that's why some people go to prison for different things in different countries and are extradited. And then I love the psychology. I love asking questions like why they did it. So this is what we do on our downtime. So we did the podcast, and it ended up being really successful, and we didn't expect it to be. So now it's on all platforms but through BBC.
So but you're like, you're really into the spooky side of things as well.
So with 222, it's because people say they don't like horror. I don't say it's a horror. It's not like Woman in Black. It's more a thriller.
Okay.
So like, I'll watch thriller. My husband loves horrors.
Yeah,
like
I can't
gory
do horror.
I don't like seeing it.
Yeah.
I think the scariest things sometimes are what you don't see, or the music or the lighting. And what I love about 222 and also the podcast is just the questions that it makes you. It makes you open up these conversations about whether do you believe in ghosts or is it something else? And the same with, you know, murders. It's based on, like, nothing's as mad as real life. And I think we have to be really careful because these are with the podcast, it's real people's lives. But that's what makes it more fascinating, because these things happened. And I also like to think of myself as a little Jessica Fletcher, that I could solve these crimes myself.
I'm on the case.
Yeah, I'm on the case. I was in DCU. I was on, there was this society called Murder, She Wrote Society.
Stop it.
I was in it. I'm such a nerd.
You've been priming yourself so for years for this.
Years for this is
ready
my moment.
To rock. 222, okay, it's not just a ghost story. Like, it's not just horror. It's kind of like any good dinner party, because, you know, things get awkward at times.
Yeah, and I love, so my character, Lauren, she is, so when I did in the West End, I played Jenny, but I originally auditioned for Lauren because Lauren's who I saw Stephanie Beatrice perform Lauren in the West End. It was the first time I saw it, and I fell in love with Lauren because there's a lot going on with Lauren. There's a journey throughout the whole night. And Lauren is someone who you can either like or dislike because there's so many things going on with her. But I find there's so many things with her that I think a lot of women will connect with.
Okay.
You know, she's kind of coming up to her 40s. She doesn't have kids. She's like, do I do this or not? So she's going to meet an old friend, Sam, and his wife, who just had a baby. She doesn't have a baby. She's going up this new, younger man who's not really on the same, you know, intellectual level as her.
Yeah.
And she's aware of that. And so is Sam. So it's these, you know, as the night goes on and as a few more drinks are being drank, it all starts to unravel. And also, it's a ghost story. But it's also about these other things, relationships going on.
So there's loads going on in this. You're not just waiting for like spooky, scary, like
ghost.
No,
but you will jump.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
Talk to me there, because you said you played Jenny over in the West End and then you're playing Lauren over here. Like, what was that transition like? Because I imagine when you get ready for a character, like, if you leave it behind and move on to something different, cool. But this is the same play.
Yeah, it's been a year and a half since I played Jenny.
I've forgotten
already. So when they asked me last year about, you know, potentially bringing it to Dublin, I said, I'd love to do it, but I did 18 weeks as Jenny. Would you consider, you know, I had to talk to the writer, would you consider, could you see me as Lauren?
Yeah.
Because I would love to give it a go and make it a bit more of a challenge. And I think I'm a little bit older now as well. I'm 39 now. And I think how dare I be 39? But I'm kind of closer to the age of what Lauren's supposed to be. So while I was a bit younger before, you know, because it was 2 years ago. So for me, I just felt I really wanted to give it a go. And actually, Danny came to see it, and he's the one I really wanted to please.
Yeah.
And just kind of for me to challenge myself. And I think I've done a little bit more acting roles since then. I think, you know, both roles are complex, and I just thought Lauren had something else.
And obviously, it's something that's the one that you wanted to begin with. So it is one of those things in your acting that you're kind of going, I really want to hit this and I know I could nail it.
Yeah, and the script is brilliant. Like, the script is there, the writing, you know, the stuff that's in there and some of the monologues and how Danny has written the script. When you first look at the script, it's really confusing because, as you know, people, we talk over each other a lot.
Yeah.
And the script is written like that.
Oh, wow.
Because it's a conversation.
Okay.
So it's, you know, there's never a dull moment because something is happening or someone's saying something.
Okay, so it's proper like conversation, like you're watching nearly in someone's living room.
You feel like you're part of the dinner party. That's what a lot of people have said, which I find is a real compliment.
That is a huge compliment. Also a massive compliment is obviously the reviews have been great for this.
Yeah.
But in the reviews, they've also said that the crowd have pretty much been going spare while you're up on stage, which is unbelievable. Like, how's that feel?
Yeah, it's and then you can hear the reactions. Yeah. If you can hear the gasps at the end, there's a few twists. There's definitely a few spilled glasses of wine.
Stunning.
Yeah, which you want. The bar loves.
Yeah.
And I think the audience really make a difference because from taking it from the rehearsal space, we rehearsed in London. And when you rehearse, you obviously don't have that reaction from the crowd. Yeah. But as soon as we took it on stage and had those audiences, it just brings it into something else.
Yeah.
It's funny as well, I have to say. Like, there are a lot of laughs.
Okay,
because I think you need that. You need the relief.
Like, it's the light and the shade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need it, because otherwise you would just be very, very scared.
I know you've been doing this for a good few years now, the stage work, but like, overall, what is your favourite thing about it? Because you've done everything, you know, you've done like telly, radio, like, and then stage is just,
I don't know. I feel like theatre is very similar to live telly or live radio.
Yeah.
And for me, there is, and I did a lot of, you know, I have done a lot of live telly, and I love live telly because anything can go wrong.
Which is such a joy
because you don't know what's going to happen. And I kind of love that.
I also enjoy it because, okay, you know, like pre-recorded telly, like that takes so much longer.
With
live telly, you just have to, it's the same as radio. You just have to get on with it.
Well, I was saying that with, you know, you can rehearse and rehearse and rehearse, but like when it's live, you go, you know what time you're going home.
Yeah.
You know what time you can go and have a drink afterwards. The same with the show. Like it's 7:30, we are on that stage.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if we're not ready. We're missing a shoe. We're on stage and it'll start and it'll end. While I just did my first feature film the end of last year, but like that's not going to be out for like another year.
You're going to forget about
it. I'm going to forget about it. And also, you don't do it in chronological order, and it's all out. Well, this for me, I love the adrenaline of, you know, you go on stage and your character's on that journey.
Yeah.
I find it really hard to do pre-recorded stuff.
Yeah,
but I'm trying to get better.
How are you getting on with like playing Lauren and then coming off the stage and not being Lauren anymore? I would imagine
talk to my husband.
He's like, she hasn't let it go.
I love Lauren. I love her so much. She's such a mess, and I love her because it's, I'm not going to say who, but my husband's like, I know who you're channeling.
Okay, fair enough.
I can't say who.
Oh my god,
but there is somebody I know who I love to bits, and there's a bit of Lauren in her. There's a scene where Lauren, we might have all done this back in our college days, but she gets all the dreads from everyone's drink to
all
make a drink.
Yeah. Yeah. We've everybody's done it at some point. You have no money. What were you supposed to do?
I just don't want to be wasting. It's called sustainability, Laura.
Okay, it's a fantastic cast. And Jay McGuinness has been here before while doing Big. So have you taken him out for a night out in the town yet?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
We brought them. Well, see, the cast were asking about, like, where do we... And we got Shona and Colin as well. And then also our understudies, Aaron and Rachel, who are fab. But they're like, where should we go in Dublin? Like, you know, you're Irish. Where are you going to bring us?
And sorry, that's really hard because you haven't lived here so long.
So, like, I'm like... Is Reds on a Thursday still open? It's not. So I brought them the only place I know, which is George for Drag Bingo on a Sunday with Shirley Temple
Stunning.
Bar.
Stunning.
Which was fabulous.
That's actually
and
all anybody wants.
Like, they loved it.
That is the greatest tourist
attraction.
The whole
cast came.
Amazing. Okay, Danny Robbins, who wrote the play, is really into ghosts and stuff. But what are you and the rest of the cast like? Are you into your paranormal? Or do you speak yourselves out? Are you telling ghost stories in the background? Like, what are you at?
There's a lot of chat backstage.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Shona is really into it. Shona has equipment.
Like, as in, like a little...
Like, yeah, I don't really know exactly what it does, but she wants to do a real-life seance in the Olympia. And I think, like, the Olympia is old. There's a lot of history there.
There's a lot of ghosts there.
I don't want to disturb anything. And then Colin was in this film called The Rite with Anthony Hopkins, where he played a priest and it was to do with exorcism. So he's seen a real exorcism before.
Oh my
God. And he knows like how to say it all in Latin and stuff. So like there's a lot of chat and a lot of people who know a lot. And that kind of scares me a little bit.
Yeah, I'm like, you leave that be.
I was like, let's not disturb anything. Let's just leave the ghosts.
Let's
where they're happy.
Let's do a play.
And leave.
And let's make assumptions on who we think we're playing different characters on, right?
Like,
that's the fun in all this.
Yeah, let's not disturb any ghosts that don't need to be disturbed.
Laura, you were flat out all the time. And this is obviously running till the 16th of August?
The 11th of August.
It's the 11th of August.
Yeah. Hold on. You just added an extra few days. I was like, I better talk to my agent.
The people what they want. What is the plan for the end of this?
So doing this till the 11th, I'm then coming, I was like, I don't know if I'd say this yet, but I've said it already, but the Electric Picnic's the following week.
Yes.
Me and Ian are going to do our first live show of the podcast.
Amazing.
And then I'm filming something else. Then we're in, Ian's got a gig in New York. He's doing some American stuff. So we're doing some American stuff for
fantastic.
A bit.
Fantastic.
So yeah, it's exciting.
It's all
good. I've missed Glastonbury. So Electric Picnic is going to have to tick that box because I had to give my tickets away for Glastonbury.
And it will. Okay.
I think Electric Picnic's up there at Glastonbury.
Oh, it absolutely is. It's also, it's a little bit smaller, so it's a little bit easier to get around.
It's not as tiring.
Yeah. No. And fingers crossed, I'm not even saying it out.
Don't mention the weather.
Yeah.
Don't mention it.
Knew where I was going with this anyway.
You get four seasons in one day here in Ireland.
Laura Whitmore, thank you so much for coming in with us today. Laura is playing Lauren in 222 Ghost Story at the Three Olympia from now until August 11th. It is 11th. It's not going on any further than that. We'll be right back after these.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.